Hello again, everybody. Scott Casper for TDR-TV, InternetWrestle.com, our friends around the country. This interview brought to you by Clinch Gear. You'll find them online at clinchgear.com and extremecouture.tv. Find Randy and all the stars of Extreme Couture at extremecouture.tv. Let's jump down to Columbia, Missouri, while the University of Missouri wrestling team is, well, welcoming a whole lot of youngsters to campus. To talk to us now is head coach Brian Smith. Brian, how are you?
Doing great.
It's another elite class for you and your staff. You have done it before, and it seems to be a continuing effort by you each and every year. Are you happy? Are you pleased with the efforts off season to get your recruiting class to where it is today?
Oh, real pleased. I know my assistants and I work. I think we have like 15 newcomers to the program, and with a couple, we have two transfers, and I think 13 new freshmen, so it's a great class. Most of them are here, and I think we had 12 freshmen come for summer school, and one of the transfers come in and take summer school. So they've been a part of the program already for a month during the summer session, and now we started our preseason on Monday, and we're rolling. It's exciting.
In talking to some of the recruits over the years, one thing that has rung true is your desire to help them achieve betterment as a student and as a person. So not just an athlete, okay, but as a student and as a person, asking them to come and then making sure that they're, you know, so there's follow-up on their collegiate career, making sure they're you know, getting to the right classes, finding the right buildings, being acclimated to life on campus. How important was that to you as a student athlete yourself?
Well, it just makes it less stressful. I think a lot of kids, the unknown makes them stressed out, and you know, and they're afraid to make mistakes, and if they make mistakes, then they're afraid to tell you, and you know, if they're not getting to a class or if they're messing up and doing something wrong, they want to keep it from you, but you want to make it open where you're like, hey, we're here to help. And that's why we have them in the summer. We take them in, we have them meet with our academic advisor, and he sets up the tutor program for them. They meet with tutors for every class. The campus is less stressful in the summer, so there's less students on campus, so it's easier to get around. And they also get to hang out with the team, where they get to become a part of the team, you know, in that summer, where they're the newcomers, but it's, you know, it's not during the season when it does get a little more stressful and people are fighting for positions. And the team gets a lot closer, and I think that's an important thing, that they feel a part of something. Everybody wants to be a part of a team. It's, you know, everybody on that team making everyone feel that way is important, and I think that's what happens in the summertime and with the team. They become really close. We just took a camping trip the other day, and there were 48 people on the camping trip, from my trainer to my strength coach to my, you know, 41 guys on the team and all the coaches. It was a great time. We went camping on Friday night and stayed overnight and went canoeing the next day. And we had our team meeting by the campfire and told a lot of them old historic Missouri wrestling stories that a lot of them hadn't heard. And it was a good time. It was a really good time as a program.
A guy like me would want to turn that into a television special, because that would be, you know, letting your hair down at around the campfire and those stories. Man, that must have been very, very special indeed. But how special would that have been on TV? Wow. By the way, you can follow Missouri Wrestling at Mizzou Athletics on Facebook. Click on there, tell them you like it, and you'll get all the announcements, all the updates, all the video, and everything they do on Facebook. That's a pretty cool feature. All right, so here's the deal. One of the things we've noticed also about your recruiting is that you're attracting some intelligent kids, a lot of intelligent kids, kids that, while they may need tutors initially, they come in, they achieve good scores initially, and they only get better as they get older through your system. Is that something you're searching for, or do these good kids just kind of fall into your lap?
You got to look. I mean, you don't have to look that hard. There's a lot of good kids out there, and it's just, you got to find the ones that were academics or why they're going to come to college, and wrestling's a real close second, because they're going to have to get their degree. And especially now with all the new NCAA rules with, you know, percentage of degree and, you know, picking majors earlier, they have to be serious about their academics. And we want kids that are serious about their academics, because it makes life easier on us. My job is easier. My assistant's jobs are easier. And if they're going to class or doing the work, when it comes time to be in the major dual meets and the Big 12s and the NCAAs, if the kid's stressed out in his life about, man, I got to get into extra tutor times, I got to make up exams, I'm falling behind, and they're stressed about their academics, then it's going to affect their wrestling. And I want kids that, you know, can deal with that and stay focused on their schoolwork. So when it comes to the important times of the season, they're focused. They're not having to stress out about it. They've taken care of business in their academic part, and you know, and then they're also their social. They're doing the right thing socially, and then of course, athletically, it comes easy for them. Then that's the easy part. They enjoy that and they love that. So,
do you like it when a kid comes in from high school and has a little bit of a swagger to him, and he wants to challenge for spots, and even though he might redshirt his first year, do you still like to have them? Have that confidence?
Yeah, you definitely want that kid. You want that kid to say, "Oh, I want him. I think I can beat that guy now." You know, that's the confidence. You know, when I look at the history of the program that I've had, my best wrestlers always had a little chip on their shoulder and thought they were pretty damn tough, and that's an important characteristic. I remember my dad being a football coach, and he would have good athletes and good. You know, to pick his quarterback, he wanted the kid that had that moxie, that real flash to him, that, you know, thought he was better for some reason, because that's the kid that has to lead you. And it's the same thing in wrestling. You want that kid that says, man, I think I can step right on that mat with that guy right now when he's in high school sitting at the NCAA tournament. I think I can take that guy. And you're like, I don't know if you can. And of course, they'll come in the room and maybe get their butt kicked a little bit, but they'll still come back and say, I'm going to come back and get you tomorrow now.
Yeah, right.
And I think that's what you want.
I've got a note or notes here. I think I was talking with Austin Lindsay out of Brookfield, Missouri, projected out at $149.
Yeah.
And he said, I want to have a winning record and give some of the starters a challenge for their spot. Which is one of those guys, you know, those guys are on 49 are looking at him going, who are you? And how do you think you can come into my room and challenge me for a spot? But legitimately, that's how it works. I don't care who you are in this country. You've got to either challenge for the spot or you got to defend your spot. And you got to be the best on your team at that weight and or around that weight. Correct or not?
Oh, definitely. It's got to be that way. They got to come. I don't want a kid to come in and say, I just want to be on the team. I want a kid fighting to make the team, and you know, I'm battling every day, because if he has that attitude and comes in with that attitude every day, each person on our team, they come in and say, man, I'm going to get better today. I got to challenge this guy. If he's the starter, I got to try and beat him today, because when they're doing that, they're making themselves better and they're making the starter better, which makes the program better. And then their day is going to come where they do get in that lineup, or their opportunity comes, and you got to hope that they're, the young guys are nipping at your heels too, and they're fighting to make you better and trying to beat you out, because that's how a whole program improves.
Ty Prasma of Granite City, Illinois, I think he's going to go 57 or 65. You know, that freshman year, Brian, you get so much growth in that freshman year, physically, emotionally, mentally. But he said, when asked about Mizzou and Columbia, what he likes about it. And he says, the atmosphere, everybody loves the athletics, and it feels good to be a student athlete for a school like that. That's one thing about Mizzou that is so evident when you set foot inside that community. And it truly is a community. It's a big group of folks that absolutely live, eat, breathe Mizzou wrestling. Is that one of the reasons why you took this job, to recreate a great program, to have a program that you could physically put your stamp on? But, I mean, you really kind of started from scratch, and what you've been able to build has been nothing short of phenomenal.
I probably my biggest mentor was my dad, where it was always a family atmosphere. So, you know, when he was coaching high school and an athletic director, and I've been really fortunate that at Missouri, I've had good people around me help build the program, but also, I mean, my administration is gung, you know, they are just fired up about wrestling, and it's really fired up about all the programs here. Mike Alden, the AD, the head AD, came in 3 months after I got here, and the mindset that he creates and the attitude that he creates as the leader of the athletic department is, I mean, I love it. I you know, people joke about it, but when you go into the monthly staff meetings, you'll get like almost a pep talk. And it's because he believes in what he's saying, and it trickles down, and all the sports programs are doing well. So when I hear my guys say, you know, they witness that atmosphere where they are proud to be here, and you know, they feel like that's not just with our program, that's all the athletic programs at Missouri. I think there's a lot of pride now in what's gone on in the last 5 or 6 years in the entire athletic department and winning. And winning is a big part of it, but it's good people believing in the right things.
It's a good environment, and that's what you stress, of course, your staff stresses that great environment. That's how you advance the cause of family, is create that family environment. When looking at a student to recruit, a GPA is always important. Well, Mike Schmidt out of Centralia, Missouri, projected out for you at 33, finished eighth in his class with a 3.98.
Yeah.
Dude is smart. Understand that you can be smart, or you can be smart because you applied yourself. And I think there's probably that's probably going on with him, because you look at his athletic prowess. He earned 12 letters, 4 in football, 4 in wrestling, and 4 in FFA. That's a well-rounded kid. Talk about Mike Schmidt.
Yeah, Mike, his dad was his high school coach, and he's got a couple brothers that are still on the team, and he's real involved in the FFA, so I see him at, you know, they have their convention here at the Hearn Center where we're at it, but he just loves his wrestling, you know what it is? I think it's kind of that farming mentality where you got to wake up, you got to work hard, you got to accomplish things, you got to do the right thing, because if you don't, you're going to be hungry.
Yeah.
And I think that was kind of developed in him, that he had to do the right things, and wrestling teaches that also. So I think two of the toughest things to do in life as a normal kid is farming and wrestling. And so he's grown up around with that, and I think it's just, and his dad instilled a lot of that, but he's been very successful. I mean, he's a 3.9, one of the tops of his class. I think Austin Lindsay was a 4.0 and was a 4-time state champion, you know, was a top academic kid. And so, you know, I'm fortunate we're getting some really, really exceptional Missouri kids that are buying into what Tiger Style is about, you know, that it's more than just wrestling. It's buying into a whole, you know, with doing the wrestling right, you're going to be competitive wrestling, and we're going to be real good on the mat, but we're going to do things right in the classroom and socially too.
It's a lifestyle. And last kid I want to talk to you about, Coach.
You there?
Yeah, last kid I want to talk to you about, Alan Waters, a 47-0 senior year. This kid, 182-4, one of your great recruits, by the way, also does well in freestyle and Greco, won 2 Fargo titles. How important is international style prowess to you?
Well, we've had a lot of success. I mean, I know, you know, with Ben Askren graduating from here and having a great career and moving on and making the Olympic team, he's got a lot. You know, Don Bradley, who's currently with us, who's done all sorts of things, a junior world title and still third on the Olympic, took third at the trials, you know, the world team trials this year. He got Nick Marable right now is competing, took fourth at the trials. Raymond Jordan just made the university world team.
Wow.
I mean, I can go down and down the list that we're just starting to kick out a lot of people that are doing well, you know, in the freestyle, which is, you know, when I first got here, there was, you know, I don't know if you say it's negative recruiting, but I hear from kids saying, well, you guys have never really had any success in freestyle, and you haven't had success with guys becoming national champs and then going on and doing well in freestyle. So it's something that we had to find the right recruits that, hey, we want kids that wrestle year-round. Olympic Training Center and the foundation raises money throughout the entire state trying to help support, you know, the elite level and all the schoolboy, the cadets and juniors, and helping all those age groups.
Supporting wrestling across the board is Brian Smith, the head coach for Mizzou, the Tigers. Tiger-style wrestling, it's not just a theory. It is in practice in Columbia, Missouri. Brian, thanks for taking the time. I appreciate our conversations as always.